the Learning Resources Network's Member Success Stories LearnCast. My name is Greg Marcello, and I am a Learn co-founder and senior vice president and today's moderator. Learn Member Success Stories LearnCasts are 10 to 20 minutes long and are interviews with Learn member programs that have a success story to tell. Today, I'm joined by Tony Wegner, the Chief Operating Officer for Texas Extended Campus at the University of Texas at Austin. She will be updating us on Texas Extended Campus's three-in-a-box cross-functional teams. Welcome, Tony.
Thanks, Greg, and thanks very much for inviting me.
Well, before you share three-in-a-box, please tell us about Texas Extended Campus.
So Texas Extended Campus, or TEC, as we call it, began 110 years ago to extend the university to non-traditional learners and members of the Austin community. We're a self-supporting unit of just under 100 FTEs with a current revenue of $16.5 million and a net margin just over 20%. Our business units are divided into core and non-core areas. The core include the Center for Professional Education, or CPE, which is what we're going to focus on when we talk about three in the box. We also have University Extension, which offers classes for credit. We have informal classes. We have a business development team and a conference center. Our non-core areas include an online high school, Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, and a testing and evaluation group. We have our own marketing group, our own student services team, IT, and business services.
And for folks who are listening, I just want you to know that I've had the opportunity to do a program review with TEC, and I was very impressed with the work that's been doing. And this is work that has been done as well as what the team is working on, you know, in order to improve their performance. So, you know, definitely a tip of the hat to Tony and her team for the great work they're doing. So we're here to talk about three in a box. So why don't you explain to us the three in a box model and how it works?
Okay, thanks, Greg. We have 12 areas of study in CPE, like project management and paralegal. For each area, we've assigned one product manager from the course programming team, one marketing coordinator, and one student person who we call an enrollment and success coordinator, or ESC. We refer to the three in a boxes as 3Bs. They meet regularly to kind of manage the logistics of the courses and do problem solving, but also to share information and think about opportunities for future business. Many of the people in the 3Bs participate in multiple 3Bs in different combinations, and there's not a designated leader for 3Bs.
And just so people know, what are some examples of some of your 3B teams?
So besides project management and paralegal, we have like a nonprofit management, human resources, business analysis. Those are some of the areas of studies.
Yeah. And as you were saying, Tony, many of these are continuing professional education, and thus they're pretty comprehensive programs that probably are more, you know, expensive for folks. And also it does put more pressure on your enrollment and success coordinators, because there's definitely a lot of recruitment and stuff going on too. So for, again, folks listening, you're taking a look at something that is pretty complex from the programming point of view, requires some pretty good marketing to be successful, and then definitely the customer service end is really important. So it's a very interesting mix. And when I saw it for the first time, this was really the first time I saw what I felt was really a good effort of putting together a cross-functional team. So, with that, what are some of the benefits that TEC has garnered from three in a box?
So there are a number of benefits, and one of them is what you just described. We've got three different perspectives, the marketing, the student, and the programming, that really help us increase the understanding of the product, from the students we're serving to the audiences we're reaching and the curriculum we're teaching. They've been great for troubleshooting issues, identifying areas of improvement, collaborating on new ideas. The three B's take responsibility for the success of the program, and they help hold each other accountable. So they also have each other's backs, which has been fun to watch. As an added benefit, the three B's create institutional memory and continuity, which can be really helpful when we are onboarding new employees. And for the staff that participate in multiple 3Bs, they can benefit from like the cross-pollination or exploring ideas that work for other programs. And finally, I think it's improved the atmosphere of the office because staff are forming connections across teams and they have a better appreciation for what other people do and the challenges they face.
Yeah, and I think that's a great point because when I visited, I had an opportunity to meet with a couple of the three Bs, and I sensed that also that, you know, definitely there was a collaborative effort. But at the same time, you know, someone who was in student services or someone who was in marketing or someone who's in programming really sort of understood the other components that made for success. So that's one of the reasons why I was really impressed by this. Now, I'm sure it's not perfect. So what are some of the challenges you guys deal with?
Well, there have been plenty of challenges. So we first of all learned that the 3B does not work without communication, trust, and respect for the other's roles. So if people don't do what they say or they miss deadlines, the rest of the team either has to compensate or they suffer. And one person can make things pretty unpleasant for the team. When 3B started, there wasn't a clear identification of roles and responsibilities, so there was a lot of ambiguity and confusion. And, you know, when we started them, the supervisors really wanted the 3Bs to feel empowered, but there's also been a little ambiguity about how much autonomy they have and what decisions they really are allowed to make. So, you know, we're still working some of these things out. How much of a say do they have in pricing, in enrollment goals, in discounts? So, you know, there is some, you know, trying to figure out how do we empower them, but also, you know, what parts do they not have control over? Another interesting aspect of this is that each member of the 3B reports to a different supervisor. So the supervisors have to be able to work out problems. In the beginning, the supervisors didn't report to the same person, which also made some things tricky. And then there's the question that sometimes the members of the group want to have each other's back, so they don't want to go to their supervisors. And then occasionally something that is a small issue can amplify. As I mentioned, there is no designated leader in a three in the box. So sometimes that means that the group is driven by somebody who has a strong personality. And finally, although the 3Bs can help with onboarding new staff, turnover can also put a lot of pressure on those remaining. And we are trying to think about now how managers can do more to help new staff prepare to be part of a 3B.
You know, that's very helpful because it really is useful to hear what the challenges are as you're trying to implement, because these become all teaching points for the rest of the folks who are listening who may try that. So thanks for that transparency and great information.
Well, we're definitely learning.
Yep, and that's good. And I, knowing you and your team, you guys will only get better. So how was the three in a box model implemented?
So this model was implemented a couple of years ago, before I was part of TEC. It was at a time when enrollments were stagnating, and they were introduced in conjunction with building up the marketing team and adding this new role that's focused on recruitment, the ESC, Enrollment and Success Coordinator. So initially, it was hard for people who worked in the prior model to give up feeling control over all aspects of the program. And in fact, some people left as a result. But, you know, having that different expertise, those strong specialized skills in product marketing enrollment really made a big difference. And there was definitely an uptick in enrollments in the first year. Now, much of the implementation was initially up to the team. So So even though there was, so while there was a lot of autonomy in what they were allowed to be able to do, there were also a lot of inconsistencies. And some groups were very successful and some weren't. The other thing is that the groups were told to meet regularly, and some did that and some didn't do that. But we also held weekly enrollment meetings for all of the teams to get everyone all in the room to look at enrollments together and to discuss issues. So that was a good team building part.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So in light of that, what are some of the enhancements or changes or upgrades you guys are considering?
Well, that's a good question, because we have actually, since they started, we have been reviewing and making enhancements all along. So the I think one of the things that is part of this program is that the 3Bs are asked to make presentations once a semester. These are now known as the 6B closeout meetings, and they're called that because they are the people from the three in the box plus their three supervisors. And it's actually through those presentations we have been fine-tuning them every semester, so that as we learn what information is helpful, you know, how much time it's taking for things to be put together, and also to kind of create greater consistency in what we're learning about the programs. It also helped, one of the enhancements that was really helpful recently was to define the responsibilities for the 3B members, and we created a RACI chart to identify who's responsible, who's accountable, and then who needs to be consulted and informed for each task. So I would say rather than enhancements, we are making them as we go along.
Right, and it definitely sounds like it. So as we wrap up, my last question is, I'm sure there are a lot of people listening who are going to want to try to do this. And so what would you consider 3 to 5 most important best practices or actions that they need to consider?
Well, there are a lot. But first of all, I think it's helpful to start with a clear identification of roles for the different members, but also expectations around communication and fulfillment of roles and responsibilities. So, you know, you just, even things that seem obvious, you just have to really reinforce them. Second, the teams must meet at regular intervals, and all members need to come prepared for the meetings. We've definitely found that face-to-face meetings are preferred, and every 2 weeks is a good interval for most of our programs, although it does vary. It's best if the meetings are pre-scheduled and they're already on your calendar. Third, I think these 6B closeout presentations have been great, so that you can get feedback from the students, from instructors, from the three-in-a-box participants, and also from the supervisors, and you can make improvements before the next round. And finally, something that we have found is key is regular meetings among the 3B supervisors to make sure that they're on the same page and to resolve any issues as they come up.
Those are great tips. I would agree completely with those. So thank you, Tony, for sharing your great Learn Member success story. And you guys just keep up the terrific work. I am so impressed by the wonderful stuff you're doing. I also want to thank the Learn Member success story LearnCast listeners. Remember to contact info@learn.org for information that works and answers to your toughest questions. Thanks, Tony, and thanks, everyone, for listening today.
Thanks for having me, Greg.